Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Heather Lloyd.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic stuff. Had a good day?
So far, so good. I believe the Lord has been faithful.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, he has been faithful. Now, we are asking the question today, why the blood, and of course, the VOP lesson that you're bringing to us is got an answer to that. You know, all this talk of blood and sacrifices and conversations about the Old Testament sanctuary really sounds like a gruesome affair. Why is it that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin? I mean, according to Hebrews 9:22, why is blood such an important symbol in the Bible? Why but such an unpleasant image? And what exactly does it symbolize? So please do take us through today's lesson, because all of this honestly looks just, gory. I mean, at some point we're drinking the blood. Is it not Christ who says, take, drink? This is my blood, you know, looking like cannibals there for a moment. Seems as though something is quite strange here. Take us through the lesson, please.
Yes, that reminds me when I was growing up. That reminds me of when I was growing up. And one of the things that I used to try and understand is, what is the difference between God and the ancestral worship? Because there seems to be a lot of blood everywhere. But then you get to understand when you read Leviticus chapter 17, verses 11, which says the life of an animal is in the blood.
Okay.
So basically, it is blood that makes atonement for the soul. This is what basically we find out, that in order for an exchange to take place, there needs to be an exchange of life. So meaning, therefore, where we are supposed to die, there needs to be a substitute that dies for us. And then that blood basically covers us. It might not be the physical covering, but in the spiritual nature, in the spiritual sense, that shows and proves that indeed we are covered by the life of the blood that we that basically of that particular thing that would have died. Particularly if you go through the Old Testament, you will realize that in the Old Testament there was an animal that needed to die, and when you continue in the Old Testament, when you continue to the New Testament, you realize that then there is Christ that dies for us. Now, when Christ dies, it is now his blood, or should I say his life, that covers us. So we substitute the life, our lives in, so we substitute our lives, and then we put the life of Christ. So where our sins, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is Romans chapter 3, verses 23, and then chapter 6, verses 23, it then says that for the wages of sin is death. So that death in substitute of us who are supposed to die, then Christ stands in. So it is the life of Christ that has died on our behalf and has given us his life, or he has given us his righteousness, so that we can stand judgment.
You know, beautiful, actually, very, very beautiful. I must say thank you for that response as you are taking through us through the lesson. I'm not interjecting because I really want you to actually take us through and actually complete, this afternoon's lesson. The important part that I wanted to just check with you, you seem to be suggesting that there could not have been a remission of sin without blood. It makes me wonder, because is truly God not able to forgive without blood? I mean,
okay.
We can forgive each other without slaughtering anything.
Yes. No, I hear you. Remember that when we spoke about, I think yesterday we spoke, I touched on Revelation chapter 1, verses 18. Where it speaks of, remember that when we sin, we become tainted for life. When Adam sinned, we became tainted for life. So when we sin, we are tainted for life. Meaning, therefore, that now we deserve to die. Remember that when we are sinning, yes, it is against God, but also there are certain measures that have to take place, because the law in its on its own has got a punishment of its own. So the punishment of its the punishment of the law cannot be taken away. God can forgive us, but he cannot take away the punishment. The punishment was supposed to happen. This is why it says the wages of sin is death. But now this is where then Christ comes in, and then he dies and gives us eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, when Christ dies, what then happens is that his righteousness is transferred from him to us, because he came to live here on earth. This is why I always say there is you need to understand why Christ came fully human and fully fully human and fully divine. Now, meaning that therefore, when he stood as a human being, he needed to condemn sin in the flesh, because the devil had said that it is impossible to keep the law of God. So God is giving us what he himself cannot keep. So now, when Christ comes, he then proves to us that it is very much possible to keep the law. So he then, when he has kept the law in human form, he then becomes a transport of all our sins. He then goes and dies. He dies on our behalf, so that they can be an exchange. Now, the exchange was to pay the debt of the grave, not the debt to God, but the debt to the grave.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. No, it's fine. You can then proceed, giving us just some highlights and pointers to this lesson, please.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is basically the life of Christ. I know sometimes when we look at the life of Christ, some of us want to sum the life of Christ based on his death. But it is not necessarily his death that makes it. The death makes it make sense, but there is the life of Christ in itself, meaning the 33 years and where Christ lived. They make this whole thing significant, because Christ came to live in a world which was full of sin. So he lived in a world which was full of sin, and yet he came out sinless. Now, that was very important for Christ to do for us. Why? Because when Christ lived 33 and a half years, he proved the devil wrong. And then when he proved the devil wrong, it meant that it can be done. So now when he goes further, and then he dies, and then he sheds his blood, it means that when he dies, he then nails our sins to the cross, and then he dies, is buried. And then on the third day, he then wakes up and says, "Behold, I am he that was dead and is now alive, and is alive forevermore. I now have the keys." Yes, he now says, "I now have the keys." So meaning, therefore, that when he has lived, his life gives us significance. Now, his death also gives us a lot of significance, because now his death then becomes a substitute for us, to prove that indeed we no longer have to die, because Christ has died. So his death becomes very significant for us. So the blood, therefore, becomes a symbol of the life of Christ, that this is the life of Christ. Remember that when we're speaking about Christ becoming a substitute, we're speaking about his life. We're speaking about his life and his person, his being. So he becomes a substitute. In where we're supposed to die, he goes and then he dies. Where we are supposed to be condemned, he gives us his righteousness, and we become righteous, not of ourselves, but the righteousness of Christ. So this is basically the beauty of salvation, where we understand the blood of Christ, which means the life of Christ. So when Christ says, "Take, this is my blood, drink," what Christ is saying is that, because we don't actually drink the blood of Christ, but we drink the wine which represents the blood of Christ. Or should I say, it also represents the life of Christ. Meaning, therefore, what we are drinking is we're accepting the life of Christ, we're accepting the sacrifice of Christ, we're accepting the righteousness of Christ. And we are saying we are becoming new creatures in Christ. Therefore, then Paul says, there is no longer no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And then he goes further and says, "For this reason, I die daily," meaning that therefore he begins his new each and every day he becomes a new creature, because he dies, and he dies to sin, and he is raised to eternal life, or should I say righteousness, to the righteousness of Christ. So he lives in righteousness. Whenever he sins, he goes and he apologizes, and the blood of Christ or the life of Christ then covers him, and he becomes a new creature.
Wow, the beautiful, beautiful stuff. And I think that that is why we have a song, The Blood That Jesus Shed For Me. Remember that song?
Yes, so
it is this blood that ensured that salvation is attained. It is the shedding of his blood, as you mentioned, that puts us today to where we are today. Wow, beautiful stuff. Your closing remarks?
I would say my closing remarks are, God is not, he is not a bloodthirsty deity, as we might put it, mm-hmm. Or as we might understand it. Mm-hmm. But he himself became the sacrifice so that there might be no blood that might be shed.
Yeah.
So there might be only one blood, the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that blood becomes our transport to salvation.
Mm.
The life of Christ becomes our transport to salvation. My take home advice to each and every one of us, or my take home message to each and every one of us, is that as we leave, let us remember that our lives do not belong to ourselves, but they belong to God himself, because he has redeemed. In fact, we belong to God two times, by creation and by salvation. So let us remember to and surrender. The book of Romans says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present yourself holy, a living sacrifice acceptable to God.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that therefore, let us present our lives each and every day as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice unto God. Now when you sacrifice, we are saying to God, today we are starting afresh. We do not want to do anything that is of our own,
yeah,
but we want to do everything that is in accordance with your will.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, thank you so much for your time. Always, always, always a pleasure having a chat with you. And of course, today was no different. Plain and clear as day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi, and have a lovely day.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.